That's because of what the government refers to as special enrollment periods. They're based on the notion that life can change, so enrollment needs to be flexible. For example, a consumer may lose a job that provided health care. They might get a better job, one that makes them ineligible for Medicaid, or they could get married or have a baby. More than 11,000 Kansans signed up for coverage between February 23rd and June 30th for reasons like these and others. By far the most common reason was loss of coverage. There are a total of 13 circumstances that can trigger a special enrollment period. I'm Brian Thompson.